Hachette Audio presents Confessions of a Murder Suspect, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, read by Emma Galvin.
1. Murder in the House of Angels. Chapter 1. I have some really bad secrets to share with someone, and it might as well be you, a stranger, a listener of audiobooks, but most of all, a person who can't hurt me. So here goes nothing, or maybe everything. I'm not sure if I can even tell the difference anymore. The night my parents died, after they'd been carried out in slick black body bags through the service elevator, my brother Matthew shouted at the top of his powerful lungs, "My parents were vile, but they didn't deserve to be taken out with the trash!" He was right about the last part, and, as things turned out, the first part as well. But I'm getting ahead of myself, aren't I? Please forgive me. I do that a lot. I'd been asleep downstairs directly under my parents' bedroom when it happened, so I never heard a thing. No frantic thumping, no terrified shouting, no fracas at all. I woke up to the scream of sirens speeding up Central Park West, maybe one of the most common sounds in New York City. But that night, it was different. The sirens stopped right downstairs. That was what caused me to wake up with 100 miles an hour heartbeat. Was the building on fire? Did some old neighbor have a stroke? I threw off my double layer of blankets, went to my window and looked down the street. 9 dizzying floors below, I saw 3 police cruisers and what could have been an unmarked police car parked on 72nd Street, right at the front gates of our apartment building, the exclusive and infamous Dakota. A moment later, our intercom buzzed, a jarring blat blat that punched right through my flesh and bones. Why was the doorman paging us? This was crazy. My bedroom was the one closest to the front door, so I bolted through the living room, hooked a right at the Sharks in the Aquarium coffee table, and passed between Robert and his nonstop TV. When I reached the foyer, I stabbed at the intercom button to stop the irritating blare before it woke up the whole house. I spoke in a loud whisper to the doorman through the speaker. "Sal? What's happening?" "Miss Tandy, 2 policemen are on the way up to your apartment right now. I couldn't stop them. They got a 911 call. It's an emergency. That's what they said." "There's been a mistake, Sal. Everyone is asleep here. It's after midnight. How could you let them up?" Before Sal could answer, the doorbell rang, and then fists pounded the door.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?